What's up? In a word, heaven. In the scriptures, the word heaven is often used to refer to the place where God lives, which is the ultimate home of the faithful. Refer to Mosiah chapter 2, verse 41. It sometimes also refers to the expanse around the earth. Refer to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Also refer to True to the Faith, 2004, page 78. 293 merit badges. It isn't easy achieving 121 merit badges, says brothers Scott and Bryce Vaughn of the Spring Creek Ward in Spring, Texas. That's probably why so few scouts across the United States ever accomplish the feat. But both Scott and Bryce earned all 121 merit badges sponsored by the Boy Scouts of America. Scott and Bryce say that their older brother, Austin, was one of their biggest supporters and helped inspire them to excel in scouting. I never expected that Scott and I would complete all 121 merit badges, says Bryce. Once we got going, we didn't want to stop until we earned them all. Between the three Vaughn brothers, who are all Eagle Scouts, they have a combined 293 merit badges. The Church in USA, Maryland. After a 10-hour debate with a Campbellite minister in Leitersburg, Washington County, Elder Erastus Snow baptized 11 people. He began preaching in Maryland with three other missionaries in 1837. Elder Snow baptized one convert, an 89-year-old man, after cutting through 18 inches of ice. The Washington, D.C. Temple, actually located in Kensington, Maryland, is one of the state's most prominent landmarks and was completed in 1974. If you understand the great plan of happiness and follow it, what goes on in the world will not determine your happiness. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Father and the Family, Ensign, May 1994, page 20. Plenty of Ponytails. Amanda Rollins, a 13-year-old Beehive from the Burton Second Ward in Rexburg, Idaho, just finished holding a week-long Locks of Love event. She decided to organize the event for her Good Works project after seeing a TV interview about girls going through chemotherapy. Amanda learned that it takes 6 to 10 ponytails to make a wig for one patient who has lost her hair. She realized that simply donating her own hair would not be enough. She wanted to do more. She made arrangements for a beauty college to give free haircuts to those willing to donate their hair for the event. With her mother's help, Amanda put up posters and handed out flyers at local schools. At the end of the project, they had collected 30 ponytails. That's enough hair for 3 or 4 full wigs. I am so happy with how many ponytails we received, Amanda says. I am so thankful to all those willing to cut off the 10 inches needed for the donation. My favorite scripture. I like where it talks about Alma wanting to have the voice of an angel so he could tell everyone about the gospel. I would like to share my testimony like that. Luciano P., 18, Montevideo, Uruguay. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org. End of section. What's up?